Elsewhere, UN officials have condemned the Israeli killing of a Palestinian medic while she was attending to an injured protester. In Gaza, UN local humanitarian coordinator Jamie McGoldrick said the killing of a Qiyumi-identified medical staffer during a demonstration is, quote, particularly reprehensible. The UN Middle East envoy Nikolai Mladenov also reacted, warning Israel that medical workers are not a target. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif condemned the killing as shameful. Zarif said it was, quote, shame upon shame, that on the same day Israel's U.S. patrons vetoed a resolution condemning the regime's use of deadly force against unarmed protesters. On Sunday, thousands of people took part in the medic's funeral ceremony in Khan Yunis. On Sunday, a Palestinian man also succumbed to injuries he sustained during an anti-occupation rally in the Gaza Strip. The victim was identified as 30-year-old Ahmad Naim Hamada. He was shot by Israeli forces during a demonstration on May 14th. Nearly 130 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops since a new wave of anti-occupation demonstrations began on March the 30th. The United Nations and the European Union have criticized Israel's use of lethal force to crack down on the peaceful protests. Author and peace activist Ryan Dawson joins us now from Osaka. Mr. Dawson, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on this recent incident of the Israeli regime yet again using lethal force, resulting in the death of an aid worker in Gaza.
A 20-year-old medic. She was shot through the back and murdered. And this isn't the first time Israel has killed medics, killed members of the press. They've been killing people. They've killed babies. They've gassed babies in tents. They kill teenagers. They kill little children. They imprison little children. Unarmed children who are protesting a brutal apartheid regime that has a blockade on Gaza to what many pundits call the largest outdoor prison in the world. The whole world can see what Israel is doing. They can try to blame Hamas. They can try to scream about human shields and the typical Hasbara rhetoric that they go to, but it's on film now. People have cell phones. You can see these young children rolling tires or chanting at the cage walls, and they're just getting shot by sniper fire. It's utterly disgusting, and yet there are no real consequences for Israel's behavior. They continue to receive billions of dollars in aid from the United States, and it doesn't seem to matter that they murder with impunity, that they steal with impunity, that they can annex land, that they can openly build racial colonies in the West Bank for Jews and Jews only. Any of these actions taken by any other nation in the world would be condemned and fought against. But Israel can get away with it because they have effectively bribed the most powerful nation in the world through an under-registered lobby called AIPAC. And it is because of the United States and their enabling arm that Israel is literally allowed to murder kids and nothing will happen.
Author and peace activist Ryan Dawson joining us from Osaka. Thank you, Mr. Dawson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you.
Sources have expressed concern about